My brothers and sisters in Christ, in this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure, and he uses a parable to describe the role and responsibilities they will play after his resurrection. A meditation on what this means for them, and also for us. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran pastor who lived in Germany during World War II. Abhorred by the Nazis' vicious rule, Bonhoeffer became an outspoken critic of Hitler, a decision that would cost him his life. Before his execution in 1945, just weeks before the liberation of Berlin, Bonhoeffer wrote in his diary, "The sin of respectable people, of good, ordinary people like us, is running from responsibility." It would have been much easier for Bonhoeffer to take his voice, his talent, and bury it in the sand. But Bonhoeffer would not run from his responsibility. This was the work that God had given him to do, to stand up and speak out. In today's gospel, Jesus gives a parable about a master who entrusted his servants with 1, 2, and 5 talents each. A talent was the equivalent to 15 years' worth of wages for an ordinary person, or 80 pounds of silver. Even the person entrusted with 1 talent was given much. To the master's delight, 2 of his servants double his investment while he was away. Meanwhile, the 3rd runs from his responsibility and out of fear buries his talent in the sand. The apostles would have understood this parable in a very particular way. What mattered was not how many talents they were given, but whether or not they accepted the responsibility of sharing the gospel with the world, each in their own way. For example, James was the first apostle to be martyred for the Christian faith. His path was different from St. Paul, who became the greatest missionary of his age and who helped to write half of the New Testament. Paul was here on earth for years, decades longer than James. And for that reason, Paul might have been given more talents. But each did what God gave them to do, and each now shares in their master's joy. All of these years later, what might this parable mean for us? We need apostles like James and Paul. We need popes like Peter and Francis. We need prophets like Bonhoeffer. But ultimately, the mission of the church moves forward through ordinary people like us, and like the woman in our first reading, a wife and a mother. The sacred author could have chosen anyone to embody a person pleasing to God, a priest, a prophet, a king. But he chose her. She was a woman whose duties rarely extended beyond her home. Yet her goodness helped preserve her community, including her husband, her children, her servants, her neighbors, even the poor. As it's written, she brings her husband good, not evil. She reaches out her hands to the poor. Her children rise and praise her. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. But the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This was a woman who'd been given a certain number of talents, whether one, two, or five, and she used them well, building up her family gesture by gesture, and doing the small things with great love. She became pleasing to God. And like the priests and prophets who'd gone before her, she too shares her master's joy. Perhaps this is something for us to contemplate this week. What are my God-given responsibilities? Perhaps you're a son or daughter, a student, a parent, a spouse, a colleague, or a minister of the gospel. Whatever responsibilities you've been given, embrace them with the same spirit as the humble mother, the worthy wife in our first reading. It's the same spirit who filled the apostles James and Paul and the 20th century prophet Dietrich Bonhoeffer. On this weekend of my third anniversary as pastor of this parish, I'm all too aware of my own God-given responsibilities. Whether I've been given one, two, or five talents, I intend to use them all. In particular, I hope to energize the way that we worship God together and to increase the effectiveness of how we hand on our faith to the next generation. These are two responsibilities that we all share, worship and handing on the faith, each in our own way. As our vision statement reminds us, we are all generations journeying together with Jesus to satisfy our hungry hearts. Come and see. And when the Lord does come, may He find us watchful and waiting, building up the kingdom each in our own way as mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, doing ordinary things with extraordinary love.